life was simpler then, wasn't it?
A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I am Public Investor 12-03894. Love, love, love saying that. Every time I say those, the docket number of the year my Don Bennett matter was brought into FINRA, it does not exist on her broker check. If you went to FINRA broker check and you looked for a red dot, which is the FINRA version of like a red flag, albeit after the fact, of a problem with an investment advisor. If you looked at Don Bennett's broker check, 2012 is not there. But I'm here. And I have enjoyed, as I've shared before, watching the face of FINRA employees when they say, "And what is your name?" And I go, "I'm Public Investor 12-03894. And there's nothing, no glimmer of recognition across their face. You could wave your hand back and forth and they don't even blink. And I go, "You do know my name, don't you?" They go, "No, never heard of you." Or in the case of Cameron Funkhauser, he's the ombudsman at FINRA. We had a phone conversation and Cameron burst out laughing so hard, it was infectious. I practically peed in my pants. And I'm asking him, "What's so funny?" And he said, I've never heard anybody know their number. I go, "Well, you're never going to forget mine." Wall Street, FINRA, and the SEC can't forget my number. I'm so public and so out there sharing what their crimes are using actual documents. And I shared before, I don't use the word crime loosely. When you are complicit in covering up a crime or a criminal activity, in our see something, say something culture, government websites, local and federal and other, say, see something, say something. Well, I said something and look where it got me. I have the unique title of being the only investor found in bad faith in a securities broker-dealer firm, FIRM, securities broker-dealer firm, dispute resolution business league. I'm not a securities broker-dealer firm. Quite honestly, I don't like their ethics and I wouldn't want to be part of their club. From what I've seen and documented to others, many of them. Here we are, 2 days after Christmas. There's a lot of people that couldn't provide for themselves for Christmas, victims that testified at trial. Let's see if I remember the numbers. MD-17-03472-PX1. Victims testified. They didn't know what they were going to have left at the end of the month. That was October. Victims testified that there was going to be more month left than their money. And we're talking people that had worked a long, hard life, paid taxes, not having money to pay their bills. My heart broke with every witness that got up to the stand and testified. I watched as Don Bennett sat there and scratched out notes to her lawyers. Yes, criminals do have defense counsel. I will reserve my opinion temporarily on defense counsel. But there are shrewd businessmen. Defense counsel get paid up front. I guess they want to make sure that they get paid. There were questions raised by the judge and others as to where that money came from. We were witness in the court during the hearings that shenanigans were pulled by lawyers. There's a piece of artwork that was allegedly sold over in Hong Kong Christie's. Christie's Hong Kong. A cold call into Christie's said that artwork sold in Christie's in Hong Kong had to be in Hong Kong for Christie's to sell it. Amazingly, somehow two pieces of artwork made it to Hong Kong. Amazingly, a witness for the U.S. government who knew something about the artwork and the sale and the loans that Miss Bennett took out against the artwork. Yes, in court there are formalities. A convict is better known as Ms. or Mr. rather than by their first name. They're not your friends. They're not the defense counsel's friends. They are clients. And Judge Polizzini, presiding, reminded defense counsel of that. Hereforth, she was called Ms. Bennett. Defense counsel got paid upfront, it seems. There was the matter of those two Chinese pieces of artwork. One source said that those pieces were worth $8.1 million. Do a little bit of tracking, you can find out that they sold at auction for $5 point something million in Hong Kong. Question is, how did the artwork get to Hong Kong? The artwork had been here in America. The artwork had been in the possession of Miss Bennett's former lover, live-in, co-owner, partner, Timothy Augustin, and his wife. Interesting what court papers produce if one takes the time to read them. Being a whistleblower takes a lot of reading time, a lot of research time, a lot of printing time, a lot of replacing paper and ink time. But if you invest the time, you're able to connect dots. And at some point in me, something flipped, saying that I can't be the victim forever. I had two goals. One, I was denied my arbitration, and two, my name in social media says I'm in bad faith. For what? I was so much in good faith, I got it right, that I was a risk, that Wall Street and the Securities and Exchange Commission worked together to make sure that they would silence me. Now, it's not a conspiracy theory. If you read the Retail Act of 1940, as I did, and the Retail Acts of Investor Advisor Acts of 1933 and 1934, it does say that the Securities and Exchange does have the ability to override a decision by FINRA, or at that earlier point in time, NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers. I wrote multiple times saying, hey, fix it. I got it right, you got it wrong. Fix it. But they don't fix things. That means that you screwed up. I've become a little bit more comfortable with filing FOIAs than I would ever have thought I could be. In fact, I'm told at the SEC I'm considered a regular. I am. I get an answer in my hand, and then I follow up with the SEC to make sure that they know the answer they're supposed to be in lockstep with. Sometimes I got document requests so right that I'd be told that the document didn't exist. Well, try this shoe on for size. How can a document request turn up a zero answer when I'm the person that provided the documents to the Securities and Exchange Commission? Can you imagine that the answer to me on provide me the documents between this date and that date, exchange between Carrie Devra and the Securities and Exchange Commission, this person or that person, or the SEC, and the answer comes back, nothing exists. And I ponder and then appeal and say, something does exist. Here's this letter the SEC sent me from 2010 that says, welcome to our family of whistleblowers. Then gives you no guidance on where you go with that. How can that answer that nothing exists exist when I provided the documents to the SEC that I have copies of? Of course I scanned things I sent out to them. How dumb can they be? How dumb can they be because a FOIA request responded an answer that SEC employees are liable for prosecution? The agency isn't. And another FOIA request responded the answer of people that had been turned over to law enforcement. Now, my way jumping the gun on that one was making sure that law enforcement has been part of the correspondences I sent to the SEC. Which beggars my mind to ask the question, why would someone lie rather than deliver the truth? Your job is to do a job when you work for a regulator, when you work for a self-regulatory organization approved by a regulator. Your job is not to lie, because when your signature, as I share with these people all the time, when your signature is the signature on the bottom of a page that you send out using agency letterhead, you're the first person on the hook. Being that honest with people, I have had varied responses. Some people get kind, and some people, well, they get unkind. How's that? I routinely check off on my FOIA request that my information is helpful to people and can save harm to people. I got a call back from one of the SEC employees laughing, thinking that was the funniest thing, that the speed at which papers would be responded to me could risk someone's life. And when Mr. Tong Li testified in court, and the next FOIA was sent out by me, I said all you had to do was to sit there and listen with your heart breaking at this man testifying that he had more month left than money and didn't know what he was going to do after that. So let's work together to set up a way forward that hopefully logically helps share information that I've been keeping so much in my head for the past 8.5 years. After all, it is in the head that you solve problems. And FINRA is a problem. And the SEC is a problem. And fraud on elderly people is a problem. Fraud on stealing the trust fund of a disabled child is a problem. More so when it's your own relative's child. Unconscionable. Judge Polizzini's words are without remorse. So let's try to figure out a logical way forward. You have a problem can be a starting point. Or you want to interview someone. They sound good to you. You hear them on the radio. Your friend said that they use them. Let's figure out our way forward. What makes experts out of people we know or don't know? And if you can answer that, you've got the $1 million lottery numbers right then and there. We don't have those answers. And that's probably the answer you don't want to hear. We don't know who the experts are. We know who's a friendly voice, seemingly a kind person. Someone that within seconds figures out what your needs are or could be, and words you want to hear or would respond to. When I met Don Bennett, I was, pushing 200 plus pounds on a cane. I was drowning in pain. There are no words to describe the pain that you feel when your knee is gone and your doctor gets it wrong, so your hip is wrong. I took a few steps. I measured where I went by seconds and distance. How long would it take me to get from here to there? So to get down to K Street, back in 2009, and to get up to the fifth floor of the building at 1400 K Street, Suites 500 and 501, took every ounce I had that I could call upon for strength. When I got into the office, I remember to this day the Asian antiques that were there. I got a little bit of California in me, so concept of feng shui, wind and water, weighs in what I do. I remember the kimono, I remember the screen, and I remember how friendly I was greeted. Hi, welcome. And I was escorted into this meeting room. The table was extraordinary. The artwork was impressive. And I'm sitting at the table, an obese version of who I used to be, someone I didn't want to be, just needing to focus on my health, knowing and believing that I could get better, challenging medical opinions. I proved right with that one too. But into the room sweeps Miss Bennett. Nothing like what her pictures portrayed her to be, the trophy images that she put out online as to what she wanted people to see her as. She'd aged decades beyond those pictures. Very black and white, and if you looked at her fashion line that she apparently had been working on, didn't know about it when I became her client, because why would I hire a designer to manage my money? I wanted an expert. And that's what Barron's magazine had said, that she was an expert. And she sat with her back to the window facing K Street, and I'm sitting in the chair where I'm seated in. And I was given to me what was an impressive folio presentation, a pitch custom created for Carrie Defra, bound in a leatherette type of binding with a spine that when you pull the two sides down, a channel opens up in the middle that papers are inserted into. It looked impressive. It read impressive. Her resume of where she had been as a guest speaker, writer, MSNBC, CNN, Larry Kudlow. The fact that she went to Wharton, as I share often and repeatedly, I cannot balance a checkbook. Here's someone who went to one of the finest financial institutions telling me that she was going to hold my money to the gold standard of J.P. Morgan. There was no other names in the folio. Western International Securities was not mentioned on it in any one of the 27 pages. Royal Alliance wasn't mentioned in any one of the 27 pages. J.P. Morgan and $1.3 billion under management was mentioned multiple times. Along with something that I thought was really quite funny, but post attending the SEC's Best Interest and POSITA summits, I learned that these are buzzwords. Holistic. What the heck is holistic handling of money? Tell me. But that was in there. I guess as I saw with other sites in time, that this was a word that others were using at that time. And I recall being asked about my health and explaining that I'm struggling to walk and I'm looking for someone to put my money with so I can focus on doing the job at hand that I needed to do, was to walk again without pain. When I remember to this day what she said to me, she said, "We take care of our clients. If you need a physical trainer, we're going to get you one." 8 months later of being a client, I never saw a physical trainer. And 8 months later of clients, I was the lucky one that got back most of my principal. But it wasn't just that. Something wasn't right in the statements, and I'd caught that long after I became her client. And the SEC repeated what I caught, as did the FBI, that the statements were being altered. But at that day and time, where I was and who I was, I basically embodied her clients. Not the elderly part, but the struggling health-wise. And I felt so honored that someone who wrote in Barron's that their client minimum is $1 million, that someone would take me for my paltry couple of dollars. I felt I was blessed. Here I was leaving a problem investment advisor based on the West Coast. And I was fortunate after all this time to find someone here, number 5 of Barron's top 100, someone who was based in Washington, D.C., close enough that if I felt that I wanted to go down and speak to them nose to nose, I could. I had no idea the hornet's nest I was walking into. As I shared earlier, I asked the questions I was given to ask. Tell me about your clients. What type of people are there, designers or others? Are they all retirement, military? She gave me an appropriate answer to what my needs were. I asked her, I said, I'm only looking for a fee advisor, and we've confirmed that over the phone. She said, oh yes, I'm only a fee advisor. I take 1.3%, she told me. And then I did meet some of her staff. She said, come, I want to meet you, the team. She said, team, Gary Dever's coming aboard. And I met Bradley Maskow, Michelle Morris, John Curry, Michelle Proust. I never met Tim Augustin. I never met Stuart Rogers. And that day I did something interesting as I was exiting, something that's not unusual for someone like myself who's a business person. I gathered business cards as I left the office, one for each, from each slot that was there. For Don Bennett, for Stuart Rogers, for John Curry, Bradley Maskow, Michelle Morris, Kathleen Proust. And those cards have been shared to law enforcement and to FINRA. And Xeroxes of them have been shared with the SEC and others. Those cards were pivotal. Should have been pivotal in my FINRA dispute resolution, my arbitration. But they weren't. You see, there was nothing on the back of the cards. Once someone gets in the hang of reading a lot of financial stuff, and I do call it stuff, and I do mean a lot, you pick up on details like cards must have information, the firm's name printed on the back. There was no name on the back. And I presented these cards at the FINRA dispute resolution. Don Bennett's and Western International Securities attorney presented their card first to show that I was not telling the truth. And he held up a card that had WIS printed on the back of that card. And my attorney and I looked at each other, said nothing. And when it came time for my attorney to cross-examine Miss Bennett, he held up 7 cards, one at a time. Don Bennett, Stuart Rogers, Tim Augustin, John Curry, Michelle Morris, Kathleen Proust, and each time turning the card around so that the arbitration panel, 2 men and a woman, all lawyers, one of them formerly working for the Securities and Exchange Commission, the other 2, I think it was just something to do and get paid for. One of them was so old he slept through most of the arbitration hearing. But they all got to see the back of our cards. Blank, clean, nothing on them. And then my attorney turned each card over, one at a time, and pointed to the bottom left corner of the card. Royal Alliance. Royal Alliance. 7 times the bottom left corner of the card said Royal Alliance. Who's Royal Alliance? I wasn't a client of theirs. On the other hand, I learned much later on that I wasn't a client of Western International Securities either. The attorney for Don Bennett did something very, very, very interesting. In his exhibit binders, he included papers that weren't bound in to the empty slots. You know, binders for evidence and documents are broken down into sections of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and each section has a document in there that is the evidence presented to the arbitration that you're participating in. And in number 3, there was a very interesting document that confirmed I wasn't a client of Western International Securities. In fact, the attorney had said in pleadings to the arbitrators that were exchanged pre the arbitration that there was no contract with me or Ms. Bennett or Bennett Group Financial Services or Western International Security. The bigger question was, when this document was discovered after the arbitration, why were we even in FINRA if nothing bound me to that FINRA dispute arbitration forum? Why were we there? I know the answer. And it's that same answer that I tried to share with other victims of Don Bennett, the victims, the 20 victims of the Maryland case of the U.S. government versus Don Bennett. They are now in FINRA. Why are they there? FINRA General Counsel Terry Riker had emailed me, "We don't know the reason why your lawyers make the decision they do, but I know the answer. I know why the lawyers make the decision that they do. FINRA, PIABA, fraud, the SEC, and legislators and regulators that don't know their job. Police officers trusting the information they are given by FINRA and subject to chiefs who have to make a decision to go after crime, but can only really make that decision once councils, like the D.C. Council, determine that that is a crime and hold the lawyers accountable. So a lot of work to do. Rome wasn't built in a day. And Aquaman, loved the movie. I'm looking at that Colosseum scene with the two brothers, the Aquaman version of Romulus and Remus battling it out for the title. And I'm looking at the savagery of the people in the Colosseum seats, looking to find a winner or a loser. I'm not a betting woman, but I can tell you that the Securities and Exchange Commission, well, they picked the wrong investment client to be their whistleblower. I don't cherry pick the truths I tell. I tell the truths I see with documents. You can call me a lot of things, I tell people. You know what they say? One picture's worth 1,000 words. So look at my pictures. Look at my presentation on my websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. I invite you to LinkedIn, join me on Twitter, and join me on Facebook under my name, Carrie Devereaux. Make it a great one. And let's do this again. We'll talk more about Wall Street mania, and we'll talk about the Wall Street Warren Buffett doesn't talk about, amazingly.